Where do you long to be? There's a line where the sky meets the sea, and it calls me. But no one knows how far it goes. All the time wondering where I need to be is behind me. I'm on my own to worlds unknown. Well, I wonder if you can identify with Moana as she sings How Far I'll Go in the lavish new Disney film. She sings, every turn I take, every trail I track is a choice I make. Now I can't turn back from the great unknown, where I go alone, where I long to be. Where do you long to be? When you look at the beauty of the world around us, does it fill you with a sense of wonder? Does the abundance inspire you to praise God? Are you thankful just to be alive? Are you frustrated the way the world is? Does the presence of evil or suffering impel you to want to do something about it? Are you restless? Are you longing to fulfill your destiny? Well, the film Moana is quite a moving film. But some people question, what's the value of fairy stories? Well, C.S. Lewis said this. He said, fairy stories arouse a longing for what we know not. It stirs and troubles us with a dim sense of something beyond our reach. Far from dulling or emptying the actual world, it gives it a new dimension. We don't despise real woods because we read of enchanted woods. The reading makes all woods a little enchanted. And what about the dark side of life? The dark side. Should we keep that away from children? Well, again, C.S. Lewis said this. Since it is so likely that they will meet cruel enemies, let them at least have heard of brave knights and heroic courage. Otherwise, you are making their destiny not brighter, but darker. I think it's possible, he said, that by confining your child to blameless stories of child life in which nothing at all alarming ever happens, you would fail to banish the terrors your child feels and would succeed in banishing all that can ennoble them or make them more endurable. Well, I think looking back over the last 12 or 13 years at these carol services, our understanding of the Christian message, I believe, has been enriched because we've taken C.S. Lewis's advice. And if you are curious to know what some of those films have been, you can check them online. But this Christmas, it's Moana. Now, what does she have to say that sheds light on the Christmas message? Well, clearly, no children's fantasy, least of all a Disney animation, can come close to the original, historical, eyewitness, factual, true accounts that we've read in the Bible this evening. But nevertheless, Moana has a lot to teach us about self-discovery, the sense of call, destiny, trust, courage, perseverance, responsibility, and even sacrifice. And there's something to say about teamwork, harmony, confronting evil, and even creation care. It's worth seeing the film, but take a little one with you. I'd like to draw out four observations from the film that inspired me to reflect again on the Christmas message. And the first is that God loves you and created you to know him. You know, if you see the film, or you've seen it already, you'll know it's visually stunning. It's an atmospheric animated movie, probably the most powerful that Disney has made. One commentator said this, Moana will knock you out of your theater seat with its dazzling water animations, its tropical textures. It feels as if you've returned from a vacation to Tahiti by the time the credits roll. It really does. You feel a little wet too. But when you think about it, the world around us is bursting with life, isn't it? It's abundant, it's bountiful, and yet, There is more to this world than the material world. There is a moral world, a spiritual world, and there's something deep inside us. When we look at that beautiful sunset or that South Sea island, there's something inside us that wants to say thank you, that longs for more. And in Moana, just in the real world, good and evil both exist. The supernatural is never far away from the surface of the water. But without giving the plot away, I think it's safe to say that, like every other Disney film, good triumphs over evil. But life on the island is safe. It's idyllic. And it reminded me of the Garden of Eden. Who would want to leave it? All Moana's physical and emotional needs are met on the island. There is harmony with nature. There is peace within the tribal community. And yet, Moana is restless. There is more to life. There is something supernatural drawing her, even as a small child. And that deep longing, I learn, can begin in childhood. Children are spiritually aware. They, too, have that sense of longing. Because God created each one of us to know and love him. The question is, have you heard that call? Have you responded? Where do you long to be? In the Christmas story, we encounter the angel Gabriel who comes to Mary, and she is afraid. She's afraid. But the angel reassures her, the Holy Spirit will come on you, upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. How does she respond? I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. And as we reflect upon the other readings we had this evening, Mary and Joseph, Elizabeth and Zechariah, the shepherds and the magi, were all prompted by the Holy Spirit, by dreams, by angels, to respond to God's call in their life. Have you? Because God loves you and created you to know him and to serve him. But why don't we have this from birth as part of nature? And the second reason, the second thing I learned from the film reinforces what the Bible says, which is that we are separated from God because of our sin. And now in Moana, we encounter Polynesian culture, religion. There are references to polytheism, animism. The male hero is a demigod. It's kind of a cross between a person and a god. There are some very odd things happen in the film, and I won't go into them, other than to say that the ocean is alive and personified. And Moana has a great deal of fun in the ocean, but I'll leave that for you to discover. And don't be put off by the scariest character in the movie, the demon of earth and fire. Remember what C.S. Lewis said. And the Bible insists that evil is real. It's personified in Satan. And no one is immune from his influence. Because people are separated from God, the Bible says we are like orphans. We're living in darkness, confused, lost. So it should come as no surprise that people turn to man-made religions to try and explain the world around us. The Bible says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like the mortal human beings, birds and animals and reptiles. Moana reinforces that, reminds us that the fall has impacted not just human relationships, but the whole of creation as well. And the point in the story when she discerns her call is when the fishermen return with no fish. The sea is polluted. The coconut harvest fails. It's a vivid reminder of the impact of climate change. So where do you long to be? God loves you and created you to know him. But we're separated from God because of our sin. It's tainted every relationship. It's impacted creation and it's led to many false religions. But because God loves us, he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to save us. You see, we need a Savior. We need a Savior. We don't need a demigod. You know, when I looked at Maui, he reminded me of a kind of a cross between Samson and Gideon in the Bible. Half good, half bad, half wise, half foolish. No, God sent his only Son, born fully man and fully God. As the prophet Isaiah predicted 700 years earlier, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." This was the child born in Bethlehem. And when Mary and Joseph took their baby to the temple to give thanks, Simeon testified, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory for your people Israel." You see, God's plan cannot be discovered through human ingenuity, through education, through intelligence. God has had to reveal himself in and through the Lord Jesus. Jesus came to bring light where there was darkness, forgiveness where there is guilt, glory where there is shame, peace where there is conflict, joy where there is sadness, freedom where there is captivity, and life where there is death. And that light, that joy, that peace, that forgiveness, that life is for everyone on earth. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So where do you long to be? God loves you and created you to know him. But we're separated from God because of our sin. But God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to save us. And like little children, we must respond to him, follow him, and fulfill our destiny. You know, there's a child inside each one of us, isn't there? And the child in me identifies with Moana as she follows her heart. And the Christian inside of me identifies Moana too as she leaves the comfort and the safety of her island to obey a higher call to save her people. She demonstrates courage and selflessness. And not only that, she inspires her fellow islanders to rediscover their destiny, to be voyagers, searchers for new islands to inhabit. And I see parallels with the church today. Too often we equate the Christian faith with a set of beliefs, and we believe them, and our lives are untouched. But the Christian faith revolves around a person, the Lord Jesus. And in his glory and his majesty, he calls us to follow him, to know him and to make him known. But like many of Moana's people, instead we burn our boats and we preoccupy ourselves with making our churches and our homes little islands, safe and comfortable as possible. And we turn our backs on the world in darkness and peril. What a contrast with our Savior. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father full of grace and truth. We've truly seen that glory like the angels, like the shepherds, like the magi, How can we not long to share that glory with others? Because the call of God has always been for us to leave our island, leave our security, and follow Christ wherever he may lead to reach the nations. In the new year, from January down to Easter, we're going to be rediscovering what it means to be a disciple of Christ, to be on a pilgrimage with Jesus. Where do you long to be? But if you're not sure about the journey, you're not sure about Jesus, then consider joining our Christianity Explored course, which begins in February, and you should have received an invitation as you came in. There are more copies at the back. Where do you long to be? Tonight we've discovered that God loves you and created you to know him, but that we are separated from God because of our sin. And that's why God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to save us. But we must follow Jesus to fulfill our destiny. And the beauty and the wonder and the glory of Christmas is simply this. Our God left heaven to come to earth, to take us on earth back to heaven. His Spirit calls us in between into the ocean of abandonment for the sake of the gospel. So let's step out in faith in the year ahead. God bless you.